Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we bounce it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Hey, Justin, so at the start of the week, we're talking about trade. What's the latest happening there?
Well, tomorrow we are going to have what's viewed as a major test vote for the administration's push for the TPP. This is going to be essentially on the fast-track authority. What this means is that Congress will ultimately have the authority to approve the final trade agreement once it moves forward. But essentially what this says is that they will not have the power to bog it down with amendments. This is being viewed as a very important step by the administration, but it's coming off as very controversial since a good number of Democrats, at least 15 according to the last count that I saw in the Senate, have come out against it. Most notably, of course, was Elizabeth Warren, who has really been sparring with the administration over this, over concerns that this could essentially weaken the steps that the administration and Congress has previously taken for Wall Street reform. So this is a big vote tomorrow. It's expected to be passed with a Republican majority and one that should be watched very closely.
All right, so we'll be watching. We know you'll be watching, obviously. And should we take this threat to heart or not? Rand Paul's, we know he's capable of doing, as the same with Senator Ted Cruz. Rand Paul's threatening the Patriot Act filibuster. Do you think he's going to follow through on that?
That's a really good question. You know, last time he had a filibuster, he had some, moderate spikes in terms of, way he was viewed. And we kind of have to view this in the political prism. So far, he's really been somebody who's sort of moved away from this sort of, left-wing, portrayal of him. He's been somebody who's been moving away from the sort of libertarian reputation he has earned so far. So I think he may move pretty cautiously with this, but if he does move forward with it, he does certainly have an out. Essentially the Patriot Act under the new legislation that's moving forward is going to be passed, but with just some minor cosmetic changes, such as language essentially saying that, NSA needs to respect the FISA courts a little bit better. They need to essentially, refrain from using, mass data collection and whatnot. So if he does move forward, these are issues that Americans are pretty uneasy about at large. But nevertheless, it certainly helps critics paint him as somebody who's a little bit too left-wing and a little bit too, loony for the White House. And it's also worth noting that this is going up against a, clear contrast with what we're seeing from Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is, in fact, doubling down on the Patriot Act as it currently stands, essentially opposing changes to the NSA and, really kind of campaigning on this notion in a way to sort of set himself up away from Rand Paul as a way to set himself up as somebody who's very strong in defense. So this is a very clear indication of what exactly the Republican Party is going to be. And it would be a pretty big gamble for Rand Paul. One that could hurt him or one that could really benefit him.
All right, last one. The White House is upset about or blasting this whole Bin Laden report as inaccurate. I'm sure you've heard about that. The Seymour Hersh accusing Obama of rushing to take credit for the death of Bin Laden and then saying that's not true. So what was the echo coming out of D.C.?
Well, the White House, of course, as you mentioned, blasted this pretty heavily. We had the spokesperson for the NSC, the National Security Council, Ned Price, essentially saying that there are too many falsehoods in this story to count, essentially saying that the official narrative from the administration still stands when it comes to Osama bin Laden. We had the Pentagon essentially saying that this is just a major falsehood, and we had White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest coming out today and in fact saying that, falsehoods are too many to count as well, but also saying perhaps most notably that nobody within the administration is particularly concerned with the Seymour Hersh report. But on the heels of this, we actually got a report coming in later in the day from NBC that actually suggested that the Pakistanis may have, in fact, knew where bin Laden was the entire time. This would add sort of a new dimension on it, since the key piece of the Seymour Hersh report was that the Pakistanis knew. There was a Pakistani defector who may have cooperated with us. That's supposed to be backed up by the NBC report as well, and that it was not, in fact, sort of a career mission. So it looks like other media outlets are looking into these claims. end up finding that they may not be completely baseless, but nevertheless, it's still wise to view this with a critical eye, considering that Hirsch used only one source through his story.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that. Boy, it used to be you had to have at least two, sometimes three even. It's crazy. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
New England Patriots suspended for four games, and the Patriots lose picks plus have to pay $1 million. Wow. For deflating footballs used in the AFC title game specifically, the NFL indefinitely suspended the two equipment gophers who were thrown under the bus, in my opinion, because they carried out the plan, or they say they believe they carried out the plan, including one who nicknamed himself the Deflator. It might have been his Twitter handle. I have no idea. Brady's going to miss the kickoff game September 10th against Pittsburgh, week two at Buffalo, a home game against Jacksonville, and a game at Dallas. He's going to return the week the Patriots face the Colts in Indianapolis. How apropos, because it was that AFC title game, or that game leading into that against the Colts, of course, that caused all the problems. Bottom line is, fair or foul, as far as the NFL leveling Brady with this and the Patriots with this, four games, $1 million suspension, two draft picks taken away as a result of taking air, about a pound of air, out of the football. And of course, you heard the lame conversation with he might have not known in the Wells report. He might have. It seems apparent that he knew, meaning Brady knew and all that kind of stuff. Brady's agent says he's going to appeal the suspension. That's not a shocker to Commissioner Roger Goodell. He's got 3 days to do it. Of course, he's going to do it. He would be replaced by Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo. Yeah. Who? A 2014 second round pick from Eastern Illinois who won the Walter Payton Award in his illustrious career as the best player in the FSC. But if you look at what he's done in the NFL, he's thrown 27 NFL passes, one touchdown. So there you go. Brady's agent, Don Yee, his name is, says the discipline is ridiculous and has no legitimate basis, and then throws in, and if the hearing officer is completely independent and neutral, I'm confident the Wells report will be exposed as incredibly frail, an exercise in fact-finding and logic. The Patriots also postponed this week's previously scheduled media availability with their rookie draft class. So normally they would do that, no big deal, but they just, boom, we're not doing it because they don't want to talk about it. So here we go. 5 days after the Wells report, I have to say I'm surprised by that. I figure they drag it out a little bit later in the week. And the Wells report, of course, finding that the Patriots personnel deliberately deflated footballs before the AFC Championship game back in January of this year, and that Brady was at least generally aware of the violations. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with attorney John Snyder about Tom Brady and whether or not this is too harsh or it was right on the money. I'll tell you what I think after that. What do you think? Get those calls ready. 855-266-5283. See you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you in the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's that to A when the people start to move.
I've been talking about this actually all day long. I've been on a bunch of radio shows as a guest. And here we are on this radio show, America Tonight. Tom Brady is suspended for 4 games. And, of course, the Patriots are fined and they lose a bunch of picks as well. In our virtual green room, attorney John Snyder, who is a recognized trial advocate and creative legal strategist. I love that. And here's a big thing, too. He's recently named to the American Society of Legal Advocates Top 40 Under 40 list of New York litigators. John, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so the first thing is, you heard about what Brady got, you know, the 4-game suspension, they're fined a bunch of dough, and they lose a bunch of picks. Fair or foul? Do you think the NFL came down too hard, or this is pretty much right on?
I am shocked. I am shocked by what I heard. I think it is completely out of line and far more harsh than I think anybody expected, given the circumstances. Look, last year when Ray Rice knocked out his fiance with a left hook, how long did Roger Goodell give Ray Rice? 2 games.
Yeah.
You're telling me that inflating a ball half a pound too light is twice as bad as knocking out your wife in an elevator? It's crazy.
But do you think that Goodell did that because of all the flack that he took? You're right about comparing domestic violence to taking air out of the football, deflating it. But do you think the reason, part of the reason why, and of course he's not going to cop to this, that the commissioner did that is because of the pressure and the heat that he took for the Ray Rice deal?
Well, if he was looking to avoid pressure by doing this, I think he made a real miscalculation. Because by doing this, taking away a first-round draft pick next year, taking away a fourth-round draft pick in 2017, if he thinks that he's not declaring war on Bob Kraft, the most powerful man in the NFL, I think he's mistaken. I think he's picked a very bad enemy.
So we know that Brady will appeal this. You think he wins his appeal?
I think he definitely wins his appeal because, look, we don't even have a finding that Brady actually did anything, ordered anything. What we have is conjecture that it's more likely than not that Brady was, quote-unquote, generally aware of what these two knuckleheads were doing with the ball. Now, look, I think Tom Brady was going to get punishment. I think he deserved some degree of punishment, probably a fine, perhaps a one-game suspension, simply for his lack of cooperation with the investigation. But what I think is really shocking and surprising is the action he took against the Patriots organization. Fined him $1 million, and more importantly, took away their first-round pick next year and their fourth-round pick in 2017, where there's been findings, affirmative findings by Ted Wells, a very, very good lawyer, that Belichick had no involvement, the coaches had no involvement, management had no involvement, and the ownership had no involvement. I really am at a loss to understand Goodell's logic here.
All right, so we want to find out what you think. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If you're his lawyer, if you're Tom Brady's lawyer, John, do you just tell him don't say anything right now, or maybe he should come out and have a press conference and talk to people? He's already done that and danced around. He's not very good, frankly, when he jumps in front of the reporters and he has to be answering questions about this whole thing with the football. Would you tell him, let's just not really say too much about it right now? What would you advise him?
Well, you know, if he had asked me 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would have advised him to have his story straight and have a very good explanation of what Tom Brady did or did not do and to get in front of it. Unfortunately, Brady didn't hire me, so he didn't get that advice. At this point, I think it's in Brady's best interest to keep his mouth shut and save his arguments for the appeal, which I'm reasonably certain he's going to win.
Yeah, and then if he wins, of course, then they knock that down. So you know that Boston is exploding right now. People are so upset. Boston fans, Patriot fans, really, that's who they are. And you said it. The one thing that I would say, because I'm not so sure in the games, I think Brady was really smug about it. We have kind of a different take sports-wise on it, but the comparison to the Ray Rice thing is very good because how do you give Ray Rice 2 games and then you give him 4? So you look at it that way, and it's just insane. And I think it's because Goodell felt like, okay, I'm going to make a big stand. But making a big stand against Robert Kraft when, you know, he serves at the, well, let's face it, the pleasure of the owners, do you think he'll be on kind of shaky ground? I think Kraft's going to be looking to take him out.
I'm going to make this prediction right now. It is May 11th, 2015. On May 11th, 2016, the commissioner of the NFL will not be Roger Goodell.
Wow. All right, I love that, John. You could be right, because I wouldn't want to mess with Robert Kraft, I agree. Other than Jerry Jones in a different way, I think he is the most powerful owner, no question about it. John Snyder, thanks so much for coming on with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so I wholeheartedly disagree with John completely, and I meant to ask him if he was a Patriots fan, because here's the thing. I do agree with, as I said to him there, the Ray Rice situation. I mean, it is ridiculous. So Ray Rice gets the measly two games, but the commissioner blew that. They had no idea. They were fumbling around in the dark when it came to domestic violence. They were turning a blind eye. We still don't know enough about, did they see the videotape? Supposedly it was sent to them, all that other nonsense. And then the second video comes out, and the world is shocked, and everybody wants Roger Goodell's head on a plate. And of course, he's the owner's guy, and they move on, come up with some policies, and try to figure the whole thing out. And I think part of this was okay, I'm Roger Goodell, or this is the NFL, we have Wells, he looks into it, blah, 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 here's the report. And I think Brady danced around it when he says he probably knew. I think Wells was saying, Brady knew! How did he not know? Of course he knew. The way the football felt, it's a bunch of baloney. You could tell he was uncomfortable, didn't want to talk about it, and was lying when he was dancing around in his press conferences. Listen, we know so much about body language now. Are you kidding? It doesn't take a detective to figure that out. So, bottom line is, four games is good. Four games is fair. I thought if it was anywhere between four and eight, that's fair. Eight would be on the extremely high end. Four would say, we're serious. It's not just a game. It's not just two games. $1 million, I was kind of surprised by that. And then to add more onto the pile to say, okay, now you're going to lose a couple of draft picks as well. Now, I know there's some people listening saying, we got ISIS there. Now, we got lone wolf terrorists. We've got so many other things happening. We have floods. We have incredible things happening to people in this country. We do. But we talk about those as well on America Tonight. And this is a slice of American life, because lots of people love their NFL. Lots of people don't like to see what's happening in the game. The domestic violence, the concussions, and then you have the Deflategate thing. And it goes to that cheater culture, too. I mean, really, they cheated. And again, the Patriots caught in this. Spygate, now Deflategate. I mean, so come on. Would the Colts have blown them out anyway? Yeah, probably. What'll happen in that game when they come back against the Colts, well, that'll be interesting. But without a doubt to me, I'm going to say, I mean, thumbs up. I think they got it right. Yes, he's going to appeal it, and maybe they knock down a couple of games. And his prediction there is something I did agree with John, his prediction that Roger Goodell could be out in a year. Yeah, maybe. I've said that before here on this show and on other shows. There's no question Robert Kraft has made so much money for the league. He is a powerful man, and he is furious. I heard he was furious. And that's why, you know, they cancel the media availability, all of that, because they're figuring out how to deal with this, what to say, that kind of stuff. And that's why Brady's lawyer or agent had something to say about it, and not Brady himself. So we'll see what the appeal yields. And we'll have some fun with this, too, as well. I solicited comments already from some people. You can comment at 855-266-5283 or send me an email at americatonight.net. Brady bashing, or maybe Brady defending. Next up on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, fair or foul? And I know we have people listening to us in the great state of New Hampshire, and I can imagine some of them are not too excited about this. And I think that this is true. If you're a Patriots fan, you think it's too harsh. If you're not a Patriots fan, then you might fall somewhere in the middle with this. The number, 855-266-5283. Or how about we could vote for I don't care? There may be some people who say, I don't care, it's football. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can send me that email, americatonight.net. All right, here's some of the comments that I got from Michelle. Should we expect the McMahons to be the next owners of the franchise? They seem to be a logical choice by what they are allowing now. So then this from Joey, who says the whole thing is just silly. He complained that they were overinflated from the legal PSI. Then He should have gone to the officials and said something. Having a background in cheating or accusation of one, he should have taken all the precautions to do things right. Here's the solution. Have a ball boy for each team and a PSI guy. They gauge each ball before it goes into play. Problem solved. Well, they have the referees that already look at them, the officials, and now they'll change that, too. How about this from Mark, who says, I think there's a lot more important stuff to worry about than that, for God's sake. American Idol is going off the air next year. There you go. Don't like that Bill Belichick got off with a suspension. That's from Chuck. Gary says, once a cheater, always a cheater. Ask his first wife. Ooh. Meaning Brady, who divorced the actress Bridget, well, didn't divorce. I don't think they were even married. Bridget Monaghan, I'm thinking, is what he's thinking. Or could be Belichick, because he was married before. And then, how about this? Richard says, this is so much a witch hunt. BS. Forget about it and play football. Whether hard or soft, both teams touch the same ball. Is it easier to catch or intercept? Really, I like Tonic and Tangeray. Sometimes known as Gin and Tonic. Joe says, 45-7, they could have used a beach ball and still crushed them. I think they still would have beaten them. Yes, I agree with that. How about this? Why is it that people only question the one game? Did anyone watch the Patriots' first month of the season? They were terrible. Then, poof, they got great overnight. Could it be they decided to test the league and start deflating the ball then? We don't know. What was to lose? Wow. It got them to the Super Bowl. But, gee, maybe I'm the only one in the world who has looked past that one game and peered at the entire season. Patricia says they were calling for a full season suspension here, meaning Philadelphia. It won't change anything. Won't get us our Super Bowl. They stole with their cheating. I really don't like the Patriots. Wish they would ban Belichick from football like they do with Pete Rose from baseball. He's a cheater. He's a cheater. Okay, so obviously some people opinionated about that. Then there's one on the other side, John, who says there was never any concrete, Patriot fan, evidence that he did it. The only reason they are punishing him is because the franchise has been in trouble before. I do find it interesting that the first game back for Brady will be against the Colts. You think 45-7 in the AFC conference game was bad? I can't wait for this one, LOL. And a lot of people are saying that let's see what happens when they come back. It's, you know, here's the thing. He's appealing it. Will he get any of those games back? I think so. But I think Brady is just a big crybaby. In fact, I think we have a little crybaby in our studio in Minneapolis. Yeah. Exactly. Just man up. How about man up and say what happened? How about man up and say, listen, I deflated the ball a little bit so it felt better. I know other guys who do it. It's no big secret, whatever he says. And I liken it to Andy Pettit with the Yankees. Great guy, nice guy. Everyone likes Andy Pettit. Ooh, guess what? He took some of the banned substances. He admitted to it. Then he ended up getting a bigger contract with the Yankees. And people still cheered and liked Andy Pettit and also Giambi. Because if you remember, Giambi also admitted that he had banned substances, that he used them. I think people, if you're sincere and authentic, especially in sports, if he said, listen, you know what, so I took a little air out of the ball. I took a little air out of the ball. I know other quarterbacks who had done it. They told me, or maybe they didn't. But I didn't think it was a big deal. It just made it a little bit better for my personal grip. But I guess then again, if he says that, then that becomes the headline. I don't know. There has to be a better way to dance around it than he did. He was obviously uncomfortable and was evading all of the real, true answers. So he's suspended without pay for the first four games of the season. The Patriots are fined $1 million. Two draft picks are gone for deflating footballs in the AFC title game. And so they miss a draft pick this year. They lose a first-round pick in 2016, and they lose a fourth-round pick in 2017. Patriots chairman and CEO Robert Kraft criticized the investigation, on which, of course, the punishment was based, and said that Brady had the team's unconditional support and that its belief in him has not wavered. And despite our conviction that there was no tampering with footballs, it was our intent to accept any discipline leveled by the league. Today's punishment, however, far exceeded any reasonable expectation. It was based completely on circumstantial rather than hard or conclusive evidence. We are humbled by the support of that the Patriots have received from our fans throughout the world. We recognize our fans' concerns regarding the penalties and share in their disappointment. This is the owner. In how one-sided this investigation was handled, as well as the dismissal of the scientific evidence supported by the ideal gas law in the final report. Wow. Brady's going to appeal, like I said. We know that. Now we know the backup's name. And just 5 days later, after the Wells report comes out, they announce this. How about that? 243 pages. Remember, they said that it was more probable than not that he was aware of plans to prepare the footballs to his liking, right? Of course. So there's lots of reaction from the NFL. Suzanne Johnson, wife of Jets owner Woody Johnson, tweeted the Brady news alongside a happy face before quickly deleting the tweet. Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount tweeted his objections to the discipline. San Francisco 49er defensive tackle Darnell Dockett also used an opportunity to jab New England. He said, "This is absolutely ridiculous, SMH." Pat's Nation stand-up was that was blunt. Darrell Dockett said, "You have to love the Patriots. They do anything to win a Super Bowl." And then he put hashtag my type of team. My type of team. By the way, the fine matches the largest the NFL has handed out to Eddie DeBartolo Jr., who was the 49ers owner. People forget he pled guilty to a felony in his role in the Louisiana gambling scandal back in the 90s. It was 1999. So, you know, the football is the outcome, the blowout of the Colts. The thought is, and it said, and they said so much from the NFL, that the flattening of the balls probably started much earlier, and that's part of the whole reason why. And they say the activities of the employees were documented in the report, including a series of text messages and telephone communications, as well as evidence of a breach in pregame protocol. And the conclusions were supported by the scientific analysis, and it was detailed in the report. Remember 2007? The team got a $500,000 fine. They were docked a first-round draft pick, and coach Bill Belichick was fined $250,000 for videotaping opposing coaches as a way to decipher their signals. So Brady keeps saying he didn't know about the efforts to deflate the balls, but the Wells report said that they weren't plausible. The claims weren't plausible and contradicted by other evidence. So they did say that. So the report did say it's contradicted. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, he knows. He touches the football. He gets it. Isn't that interesting? So the Las Vegas Sportsbook responded by reopening the Patriots as two-point favorites over the Steelers for the kickoff game. New England was a six-point favorite over Pittsburgh when the Superbook first posted point spreads back in April. So I'm sure all of that kind of stuff will change. New England, again, ripped the Colts to shred. We know that. And then they beat the Seahawks in that crazy Super Bowl a couple of weeks later. And Brady says that the scandal hasn't taken away from the Super Bowl's the win, the fourth title, his fourth title, too, and their fourth title since 2001. It does make you wonder about how many times that kind of stuff was happening, how many times that was going on. A cheat is a cheat. Come on. I mean, that's the bottom line. Yeah, we could say, oh, it's football, who cares? But We do care. We do care because this is our game. This is our escape for many of us. Hey, we do Nail the Score for a segment during football season, and all of you respond to that. All right, if you still want to respond, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. We're jumping the fence. Jump with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Dr. Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Yeah, could you look me in the eye and tell me you haven't cheated now? I don't know. You know, I'm a football fan, I gotta say. I mean, come on. Cowboy fans, what are you thinking? How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Yeah, because guess what? If that four holds up, there's no Tom Brady coming to Jerry World. because the two are playing, and that would be the fourth game. But, you know, here's the thing, and if not, then Brady's there, and can you just imagine the signs? I don't know, you know. Patriot fan, I get it. You know, if I'm a Patriot fan, I think all day long I probably defend this. Or maybe I'm just not looking at it right. Maybe it is ridiculous. Ridiculous or not, what the NFL has handed down to the Patriots for deflating footballs. And, of course, they only have the one game. They believe it happened in other games, said so much in the report. But, you know, you can't go back in history and prove that. 855-266-5283. Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
God, I am so smart, I scare myself.
You thought it was going to be four games.
Okay, put him in. Now we're going to go to research and development. Make him play with the seamless football.
That's right. Let's see how he does then. Throw the rock then, buddy. Let's see what happens.
let him play his silly ass little games without a seamless ball.
Yeah.
You know, and by September, this is going to be a joke.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm like the rest of them. Goodell's gone.
Yeah, I think he's gone, too. Especially, he bit the hand that fed him, which is Robert Kraft, and that's the way it goes. So I think he...
What happened to the ball boy? Did they execute him?
Oh, no. Well, they wish they could. Basically, they're suspended indefinitely, so they're gone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they make that seamless ball.
I know.
You know, let him play.
We're making you play with a seamless ball the whole time. Brilliant, Pete. Absolutely brilliant. I'm so glad that you weighed in on this one. Thank you for the call. An eye for an eye. Give him a ball with no seams. I love it, Pete. So, the bottom line is, I mean, who are the real patsies here? Really, the equipment guys? They came up with that on their own. Hey, let's help Tom out. Let's deflate the ball. We don't know how much he wants to deflate it, but let's just deflate it a little bit, and it'll probably help him. Wouldn't that be good? Let's just do that. So, of course, no one is buying that. Four games, bad balls, and Brady's agent thinks it's a big old conspiracy, the Colts especially. But, you know, will they win the appeal? They probably could. And maybe that was one of the things Goodell knew. You know, in this case, you throw out, I'm not suggesting that in one way, hey, let's just throw out four or five and we know he's going to get some back in the appeal. But it's true. If it had just been, I don't know, one or two, would they have appealed it? I think they still would have appealed it. But four and the $1 million fine and all that, they appeal it probably... get one sliced off or two, but maybe they don't. I mean, who knows? Independent, it's hard to say what the ruling will be. You know, will it slide in their favor or not? I'm thinking that they probably shave off a game or so. And we're not going to hear from Brady, trust me. He's not going to say anything on it until he absolutely has to, which would mean... And actually, the longer they delay that, it'd be better for Brady's sake if they come up with whatever spin or whatever he's going to say or whatever Giselle or the agent tells him to say, whatever, if he just says it. Because then when they, as many Cowboy fans know, and as somebody who covered the Cowboys through some really big scandals remembers, once there is a controversy hanging over the team, that's all the storyline is. So heading into camp, during camp, in the beginning of camp, it doesn't matter, the most grizzled reporters, but the X's and O's guys, they're going to ask you that question because they have to get the answer to that because people want to know what the answer is. So the NFL coming down hard on really a huge star and a championship team, they're going to have to address it. So they decided, oh, forget it. We're not going to be available to the media this week like we normally in our entire history have been to talk about the draft class, the rookies, all of that. We'll just wait because we know we're going to have to address these questions. And you know, Troy Vincent, the NFL executive VP of football operations, he wrote to Brady, right? And he said, each player, no matter how accomplished and otherwise respected, has an obligation to comply with the rules and must be held accountable for his actions when those rules are violated and the public's confidence in the game is called into question. NFL executive VP Troy Vincent. So the Patriots lose next year's first round pick, and I mentioned this, and a fourth round pick in 2017. That's pretty big. Brady misses, as I already mentioned, a game on the 10th against Pittsburgh, then week two at Buffalo, a home game against Jacksonville, and a game at Dallas. So that Dallas crowd, if he is back for that Dallas game, anybody listening to me, deep in the heart of Texas, right? You all are going to go out of that game and give him grief, aren't you?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! And they will. I think they'll give him some grief, and he deserves it. If the four games stick, then he returns for that rematch in Indianapolis, which will be equally as interesting, perhaps more interesting. So there you go. I mean, we don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name. I want a Grappaola, who is... would replace him, theoretically, the second-round choice in 2014 from Eastern Illinois. He's the guy who would be there. So there's 3 days. We already know he's appealing it. The agents already said that, so that's already in the works. And what happens, we'll just have to wait and see what happens with the appeal. And that takes a while. Sometimes the appeal is not right away, so we're not going to know that by the end of the week. And the league suspended the two equipment staffers, as Pete asked, that carried out the plan. And I mentioned the one guy called himself the deflator. But Vincent wrote letters to the team and Brady and saying that, you know, the league-sponsored investigative report established credible evidence, substantial evidence, that the quarterback knew the employees were deflating footballs and failed to cooperate with investigators. I mean, there's the key thing. He pulled a Martha Stewart. He did not cooperate. When you do not cooperate, it doesn't go well. No matter if you got a stock tip or if you know about deflated balls, the way you wanted them, it's always better in these cases to cooperate, and he didn't. And Ted Wells found that Brady was at least generally aware of plans by two employees to prepare the football to his liking. I mean, come on. How did they know what his liking was? Are you kidding me? I mean, of course. Of course. Of course he knew. How could he not know? You jack with the equipment, the thing that you live and die by, the rock. I mean, that's his job, to score touchdowns, to get the football into the hands of the right people. I'm just not buying it. I can't find a way to defend him. And trust me, if there was, I would do it. I would. I swear to you. Yo, yo, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
And body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305.